Welcome back, dear friends, to another episode of Crusade with me. I'm so glad you're here today. This is episode 69, and we've just returned from a week-long sabbatical in beautiful, sun-drenched Key West. We took this trip with intention, not just to relax, but to reconnect, to pause, to breathe, to recognize the divine in the rhythm of the waves, the warmth of the sun, and the stillness that invites praise. This episode is about just that. Recognizing the divine and pausing to praise. It's about how rest is not weakness, but power. How stepping away can bring you back stronger. And how each of us is called to strive in our lives. Not with frantic energy, but with holy purpose. With clarity. With joy. And I am so blessed to have my beloved with us again today, sharing in this reflection. We'll be inviting you into some personal moments from our trip, and we pray you'll find something in them that blesses you. How are you, my queen?
I am rested and relaxed.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So, yeah, we did sleep in our own beds.
We did.
Which was beds, our own bed, which is very nice.
Yes.
Isn't that odd? You know, we can spend a lot of money and go here and there and do this and that, but our own bed is just freaking awesome.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, we had a nice bed, but...
It wasn't our bed.
It wasn't our bed, and I think after you spend a lot of effort to make connecting... Okay, we spent a lot of effort and energy to make a connecting flight. That we didn't even know would be humanly possible by our aged bodies, but we did it. We might have got a lot of glances because we high-fived. Okay, as itty bitty says, we high-tenned each other.
That's right.
In the middle of the airport as we were gasping for air. So after that effort,
I will say that the Charlotte Airport is significantly larger than I thought that it would possibly be.
Yeah, it's like O'Hare.
It really, it is.
I mean, after
really
the itty-bitty airport that we fly out of, and then Key West is small airport.
Yes, yes.
So when we get to Charlotte and you're landing at like Gate C and you have to be to
Gate E in 20 or 40 minutes.
20, yeah. And it tells you automatically it's a 20-minute
walk.
20-minute walk, and they're under construction, which every airport we were in, it was having construction.
Yeah.
'Tis the season. It's like being on the road.
Yep.
So it was not an easy task.
Oh, and we forgot, because, you know, I don't know how many people listen to Abby and I's episode, but our trip actually started a day later than it should have because...
Yeah.
American
Very
Airlines didn't have the equipment they needed to get us out of town.
Yeah, and I didn't. I pouted a little bit. And the only thing that made that better was, again, our daughter was here and our grandson was here.
Ribeye
was here, and he wanted so bad to say his name, so he did his little introduction, and then him and I skedaddled. So, yes, and I told him this morning, and they were still here because they were babysitting my mom. Mm-hmm. And I think our daughter was ready to go home.
I got that idea.
It was a lot. It's a little harder
different.
Than But anyways, I told him this morning. He was happy to awaken and find us here.
And that was really nice. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yes, it was just him and I originally.
I mean, you're used to me pawning on you and loving you.
Yes, but he was so happy.
You're much more receptive for him to do it than me.
Stop. And I told him, I said, you know, if I can't wake up in paradise, I said, you are a second best runner up to spend my time.
His smile.
And he cried and didn't want to go home. I know. So, so on Monday, yes, we were saddened to not get out of here after spending 2.5 hours on the plane to be told the part that they needed to be flown in or shipped in. I can't remember what the pilot
flown
said.
Flown in. I thought, well,
but they gave us no instructions.
And they had no idea.
They thought it would be that day or the next day. So we got rebooked for early the next morning. In fact, we left the house at like 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
So we arrived at a decent time. But so we got to spend some time that evening, and I tried to keep my pouting internal.
You didn't do a great job, but you did all right.
And I was most disappointed for you because, again, the whole thought was to leave on your birthday.
That's okay.
But we made it.
And we had a fabulous, fabulous time. Our first time to Key West.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a laundry list of things to go see, right? I mean, we had so many people. You got to see this. You got to see
this.
You got to see
this. Got to go there.
And I'll be honest with you, I took note of most everything that everybody said, and I think we did three things.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I'm proud of that.
I'm glad.
I am proud of that.
Because we are just at that stage in life, I think, where we're fine just relaxing and listening to the waves. And
I enjoy sitting
the
there
pool.
Holding your hand or, you know, just.
Yes, and you did that a lot.
And just, or being in the pool and, you know.
Yep.
I know, you know, they say swimming is really good for you. I'm like, have you ever seen a blue whale? Okay. they don't look like they're fit and spelt.
We just sat in the pool or clung to the wall.
It was bizarre. It was bizarre pool, was it not? It had four steps. I mean, concrete steps, the whole width of the pool. Four steps. But after that fourth step,
the water
was 5 foot deep. It was 5 foot deep. And you're 5 foot two. Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me you're 5 foot two, and I don't believe it. But
I am. Yes. So I really couldn't do anything without drowning. I mean...
It was great pool, great, and looked right out into the Gulf from the pool.
Yeah,
a lot, and it was seaweed season there.
Yeah,
end of May is seaweed season,
and of course, when you don't go or you haven't been there, we did not realize that we stayed on the opposite end of all the attractions we were told to go visit.
Yes, yes, that's
we
true.
We stayed in a lovely place right next to the buoy.
Right.
The famous buoy.
We walked out and turned left,
and there it was,
right there.
You know, everybody claims to be the southernmost this and the southernmost
that. Correct.
Well, this was the southernmost place.
It was,
So anything we wanted to do, we had to walk a mile.
And it was an old house converted to a hotel. I think it was a bed and breakfast before it was a hotel.
Yeah.
And it's old.
Yeah. Five and U.S. presidents had stayed there.
There's no elevator.
No. But it was nice.
And we stayed on the second floor.
And we love the smell of history, as I kept telling you.
I would agree.
Like, can't you smell the history?
And I always had a fondness for Hemingway. And after being there and reading some of his letters, which were on the walls there at the place, and I bought a book while we were there.
Yeah.
In Key West, and it was Hemingway's last interviews, and I read that.
Some of that's funny.
It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. I became more endeared to him.
Yeah.
Being there and then reading, and you know what I mean. What you have to keep in mind is he was living in Key West in 1920s and 1930s. Anyway, he moved to Cuba in 1950.
I didn't realize till I read some of those letters.
Yes. Yeah. And he moved to Cuba because Key West was too crowded.
Wouldn't he just?
He would be rolling over in his grave now. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you can definitely see the influence of the book, The Old Man and the Sea, when you look around. I mean, you can see.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
All that inspired that.
Yes. And, you know, for anybody else who has not been to Key West, I want you to just be aware. I mean, I'm not a germaphobe by any stretch, right? I am not.
No.
Matter of fact.
No, you're anti people who
I am against. I'm against the antibacterial soap. I think that's a danger to humanity because I think you have to have so many germs to be able to build immunity.
Doctors will tell you that, yeah.
Right. So I'm kind of against. I mean, look, I don't need to wash my hands because I'm not planning on cutting anybody open and, like, you know, mm-hmm. performing surgery.
Right.
I can understand a surgeon doing that, and I applaud that, and they ought to, right? Because there used to be these the things that killed people, and they couldn't figure that out forever.
It was coming from the surgeons.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So I applaud that, but that's not me. Even in 2025, I don't think they've heard of the bird flu down there. Because chickens run free
and roosters everywhere. And pigeons and it's kind of part of their tourism.
It is. It really is.
Because they're slapped on t-shirts and hats and everything.
And I bought one.
I
bought more t-shirts than I will ever wear.
We bought some for gifts and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but still. I mean,
And they're beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful. The colors that are depicted in some of the paintings and
stuff.
So,
yes, I have my salty rooster.
But you do think when you're sitting there in the open air, you know, cafes and restaurants that we frequented, and, you know, there's roosters and pigeons running around, and you're like...
Inside.
Mm.
And, I mean, into the serving area where they prepare to serve the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little... conundrum that runs through your mind. Like,
well, I was scratching my head, not because it was sunburned, because I was confused.
Yeah.
Okay. I took a hat and I bought a couple of hats.
Yeah.
And now I have more hats than I know what to do with because I only got one head. You know what I'm saying? So I can, I don't know. But anyway. Yeah. 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 It was my bride. I appreciate it. I thank you. This was all you. And that was. It was fabulous.
I do want to give out one shout out, and I don't know if she'll listen. We told her about our podcast, but I want to give a shout out to Gabby.
At
the Seaside Rooftop Bar, and that there are prayers for her and answers for her healing journey. And we thank her for making us lovely drinks
and
and the lovely conversations.
She was a pleasure to speak with.
Yep.
She absolutely was.
Yep. We met a lot of lovely people.
Yes.
On the rooftop bar, actually.
Yes.
But everywhere. And a lot of people from the Midwest and from our state in particular.
Yes, right,
Our birthplaces. And,
right, right.
So that's always entertaining, but... And you don't know a stranger anywhere you go. And I can't hear, so I just know your head's turned and you're talking and I feel like Lonesome Dove.
Oh.
But I wanted to definitely give a shout out to Gabby.
Absolutely.
And
Gabby
also
was
upcoming in our opening, you know, little banter that we do. In upcoming banter, I'm gonna have some PSA, some public service announcements about travel.
Yes.
Rules. And just common courtesy in general. And maybe just, I'm an avid, I don't even know what the correct terminology is, but I'm all about manners. And let's just say, and I'm sure this isn't a shock to anybody, but
so,
nobody has any anymore. Nothing will run
are you
me
a,
raw.
So let me ask you, is it mannerly? When a man bumps into you at the luggage carousel and you say, excuse you, trash.
Well, that's a little bit more like True Grit. At 11 o'clock at night and you just are a complete imbecile and you just don't care. But I did make that other man laugh. I mean, he just thought that was hilarious. Maybe he's a True Grit fan.
It could be.
When she says at the end, she's like, keep your seat trash. I love
right.
that line. And
I
just
know.
For some reason, I just had enough. I have met enough rude people over the last 4 days, and I just had enough. And it just came out. And slipped.
I was not privy to this conversation. We had made a pact that it had been a long travel day. Mm-hmm. A long travel day. And with connecting flights and all that. So I said, look, and I don't think we've hidden the fact that we are smokers. Mm-hmm. So when you go through TSA and you're in the secure area, you're kind of smoke-free until...
From 2 o'clock to 11 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had not... Yeah, so you would...
We were both a little antsy.
And we had...
And I've been on these little tubes. I'm not a great big guy, but... I'm not 5'2 either.
Right. And I'd had a foot in my back, you know.
And so I've been folded up for a long while on airplanes. And so I said, look, I'll go get, and the one plane is so small, from Charlotte to our home airport, because it's a pedal jumper. It's just a little, you know.
It was a tiny airplane.
Yeah. But man, they put a lot of seats in them tiny ass airplanes, don't they?
Yeah, there's two on one side and one on the other.
Right.
And that's it. But anyways, you went to get the car.
I went to get the car, and you had to go get our luggage because we only had carry on, but they wouldn't allow you to carry it on because there wasn't room for carry on.
Right.
But they had checked it I actually liked that because that was more convenient, especially when we had to make that connecting flight.
Right.
And I think it makes boarding and offloading or deplaning faster because you don't have, you know, people fiddle farting with their, you know, just, that's why, you know, you think I'm being chivalrous by helping the ladies. I'm like, I'm just wanting to get them out of the way so I can have a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the one lady that I did help on the way down, I was just trying to be nice. She was
struggling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched your struggle to put it up there. I thought, I'll probably help her get it done. Mm-hmm. That was all. So, yeah. So I missed it. And then after.
So I stayed to
4 days. Yeah, yeah. So you went to the luggage and I went to the parking lot to find a car, which was 5 days ago that I had parked a car and it was dark. And it took me, I think I circled the parking lot twice before I actually found my car.
Mm-hmm.
And.
But everybody, so I'll just use this PSA. Instead of everybody standing back and waiting
for their luggage
to see your luggage and then walking up and getting it, everybody wants to stand right in front of the carousel and watch every piece of luggage go by. So, of course, I'm one of the ones, and there were some others, that stands back. And as soon as I see our luggage come out, I now have to break up the school of fish and grab our luggage. And nobody wants to move. And I mean, I'm not a weakling, but I have my issues, my health issues.
Right.
So I'm trying to now grab, and nobody wants to move.
Yeah.
Even when I say, pardon me, excuse me. So I'm trying to grab them before the other one gets off. And now I now have them, and now I have to fight the crowds of people who are standing there because ours were almost the first two off the carousel.
Really? Okay.
And nobody wants to move. Yeah. Nobody wants, and a family of five is standing there. I'm like, why do all five of you have to stand here? Just send one, two. Anyways, that's just an example of.
I know.
It's just there's a streamlined way of doing this, and just
most.
So when I get
outside
after I've fought everybody, and this guy thinks he's like, you know, the mayor of the airport, and he's special, and he goes and his bag literally knocks my left shoulder, and he doesn't even stop to say, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, let's face it.
Right.
We've all kind of probably have some sort of self-awareness that, oh, I felt that. I've accidentally knocked somebody. And he just kept going. I'm like, well, excuse you, trash. You know, I just.
Right.
Again, it just. Not very.
And it, okay.
Not very Christianly. I don't think he even heard me, but that other guy did, and he was laughing. He thought that was hilarious.
I recall once after being gone a week, and I was anxious to get home, and it was one of those, and I had flown from BWI back to Midway, so you remember the timeline and where I was working at that time.
Uh-huh.
And the company's no longer in business. and I'm coming out of Midway, and I just want to get to the, so I can have a cigarette. All right, I'm serious. I just want to get there and have a cigarette. And I am making a beeline to the door. I see the door, and I am laser focused on that door. Mm-hmm. And this older gentleman, I never even saw him till I hit him, and I hit him, and I hit him hard. He did not fall down. And I felt like a complete ass. I mean, it was an older gentleman. He was on crutches, and he only had one leg.
Oh, my goodness.
I had almost. But luckily, I caught him. All right, I kind of bear hugged him when I realized.
Yeah. Yeah.
I stood him upright. I'm sorry. And then I went on and lit my cigarette. So, but I did apologize to him.
Yeah.
I acknowledged the fact that I had hit him. I guess in this instance, I'm thinking, okay, I did not see him. Did he not see me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he was laser focused on.
Right.
It might be walking for all I know. Yeah, right.
Well, a guy with one leg.
He's
probably
that's
just
my
trying
point.
To walk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly my point. And I'm like, and I certainly didn't see him until I hit him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know how that happens. Anyway, so I guess we say all that to say this, like, we live in a world of relentless motion, right? I mean, work, screens, obligations, distractions, whatever you want to call it. It's easy to forget what we were not created to run endlessly. We're not.
Yep.
Even the one who created the universe rested. And I know we talked about this on the...
Yeah.
Episode 67, I believe it was.
Right.
And rest isn't just about catching your breath. In our case, it was about alignment. About remembering what matters. It's about standing still long enough to recognize that the divine is always present, even in the smallest details.
Mm-hmm.
So the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, a whisper from the scriptures reminding us that we do not control the sacred rhythms. We can only join it. Rest is not optional. It's essential for our bodies, minds, and spirits. When we rest, our bodies heal, our minds clear, and our spirits open. Too often, we associate rest with laziness, and that's what I talked about a lot on episode 67. But true rest is not passive. It's intentional. And in that space, we find the strength to continue our crusade, to be the best version of ourselves that we've been created to be. And that's the purpose of this podcast.
Right. Yep.
I mean, this podcast was built on the culmination of last Monday.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
My 60th birthday. Yep. Supposed to, you know, the signpost along the landmark. Well, that's past. Did I achieve my goal? No. I think I might be in the ballpark, though. I mean, I don't think I completely missed, but I certainly have a long way to go. But I'm okay with that. I am. Life happens, and so that's where we're at. But this trip that you gave us was...
You gave us this trip.
Well, you...
I just planned it.
It was a beautiful trip, though.
It was.
We've noticed some things on our trip, and I know we've already talked about some things, but when...
We talked about the negative.
But I want to talk about when we gave ourselves permission to truly stop.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
To watch the ocean. To walk without a destination. And we didn't do that often.
No.
Because I want to know if I'm going to sweat this bad where I'm going. Okay? And we did eat without rushing.
Yes.
Which was refreshing. a kind of quiet joy came into me, and with it, clarity. So when the noise quits, in my mind, the divine becomes louder.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever sat still long enough to hear your own heartbeat? And then remember who gave it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Key West was a revelation. Not because of luxury, because it's really not all that luxurious, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I shared with you this.
Yeah.
I love it, and we plan on going back, but it has a little grit to it, and
yeah.
That's what I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to the grit.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the slow, sacred moments, the colors, the people, Gabby, the stillness, we can recognize the divine in those things.
Mm-hmm.
And those moments are not rare. They're always available. But we must train ourselves to see them, recognize them, and praise in them. And we had some of those moments, did we not?
Yes.
You talked about Gabby, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just precious. Absolutely precious.
Yeah.
And a mother of two, did she say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Struggling with some
health issues.
Health things, yeah.
Yeah. In paradise.
In paradise.
You know, I mean.
But that doesn't matter.
No. When your health is afflicted, your health is afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a beautiful spirit.
Yep.
She had an absolutely beautiful spirit.
Yeah. And she's got some great parents. They were.
Yes.
She talked about her parents.
She may not think they're great.
Yeah.
But
I think she does.
From our perspective, they're.
Yeah,
pretty great.
Sounded
parents.
Like they were great people.
Yes.
Yeah, but even like we took a pedal cam, whatever they call them, the little rickshaw.
The rickshaw, yeah, the rickshaw.
That's twice.
What they called it, but I don't
remember.
Yeah,
and his name was Kim.
Yep.
And I loved his attitude because I kind of made a joke and I said to you, you know, I sometimes try not to engage in conversations with people, because I can't hear.
Right, so you can't respond.
And especially somebody who's on a bicycle
in front of us,
facing the same direction I am. So I'm not going to hear him. But I just kind of made a little joke and said, oh, you know, if I would have known we were going to do this, I would have eaten less today. You know, I don't even think we'd eaten yet. But anyways, and he said, oh, no, you know, I'm just so grateful that, you know, you're doing this because you're giving back to the island.
Right.
When you do this instead of taking a taxi or an Uber or, you know, and I just thought, well, that's a really great way of looking at it. I would have never thought that had he not said that. And so when we used him again, he gave us his card and we called him and had him actually come pick us up because we would try to do that and then walk back. Like if we'd use him one way and then walk back. Because there's a lot of walking for us.
I mean, yes. And yes, we have some health concerns.
Yeah.
And so when
But I did push myself.
You did. I mean, we had, you know, I'm proud of we had 13,000 steps in a day.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
But anyway, so he's another fine young man that we ran into. And our taxi driver that dropped us off, we called him. We took him
Johnny.
Back to. It was not. Now we had some Uber drivers that preferred not to talk to us at all. So,
and that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we start out talking, and then we quickly. And
for clarity, we took the Ubers only the last day, and that was because we had to check out of the hotel at 11, and our flight wasn't until 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we had plenty of time to burn.
Yeah.
But we'd already showered and cleaned up, and I didn't want to really sweat again.
Yeah.
So, to sit on an airplane, you know.
Yeah.
So we Ubered to Margaritaville and had lunch there, and then kind of walked to a couple of places right around that area and spent more, bought more t-shirts, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, like, well, yeah.
Like we needed.
We found some things at, like, stores that we know we can order online and have shipped. Yeah. We're like, yeah. And then finally I'm like, let's just go to the airport. At least we know it's air conditioned and we can sit.
So we ordered an Uber to go back to the, well, because we had left our luggage at the hotel. Just, we had to be out of the room.
Yeah.
And so then we got the cab service to
our
come
taxi,
pick us up.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the taxi is a one-ton Mercedes-Benz van.
Air conditioned.
Yes, not a...
But my point is, we met several people from the island,
yes.
And then we've met several interesting, nice, friendly people.
Absolutely.
That were staying there also, or
the guests, right.
But Kim is the one that told us, because we both really wanted to go to Hemingway's.
Yes.
House.
Yes.
And that was definitely one of the things we knew we said on the way out there. What's the one thing you really want to do? And we both said we wanted to go there. And Kim's like, well, yeah, it's a great place, but you've got to really want
to. No, he said, it's a great place, and I'm sure the 157 cats will be glad to see you.
And that's when we're like, I am highly allergic to cats. I'm allergic to cats and dogs. But cats, when I was like 16 years old, I had the allergy scratch tests. I had to do it two different sessions because when they tested me for cats, like they put the scratches on your back. When I got the cats, like the whole upper half of my back, it knocked out 15 of the other scratches because I just went.
What witch doctor did your parents take you to? What are you talking about? A scratch test.
They poke all these holes on your back and then they drop all these different allergens on your in those, and that's how they find out what you're allergic to.
This was at a doctor's office?
An allergist, yeah. Look it up. Google it. It's what they do. So they had to go back a second time and get it done because they couldn't tell. Out of all those that were near the cat region, because it was just, yeah.
We've known each other for over 40
years.
You've
never heard this story.
And I knew you. Look, you cracked a rib coughing one time visiting.
Brother's.
Yes.
Well, because I have asthma, but
yes,
because of it, he had cats and dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a Christmas, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep, yeah. I ended up breaking a rib because I coughed so hard. Anyways, we get so sidetracked.
Well, but here's the important thing. We're striving, right? The beauty of striving. It's not for perfection, but for fullness. So you understand you're allergic to cats, right? I understand you're allergic to cats, but you're still striving.
Yeah.
You're allergic to dogs. We have a dog.
I just can't.
We have the best dog in the world.
Have we ever talked about Charlotte before?
I think we talked about Charlotte on a previous episode. Now, our dog only sits on the mantle of the fireplace, on the hearth.
On the hearth, yeah.
And, it's ceramic tiled.
Mm. She's a big Georgia Bulldog fan.
She's an English Bulldog.
Yeah.
And she is 100% ceramic. Now, if you don't know where ceramic dogs come from, you got to get out a globe. No, I'm only kidding.
We don't say, we've taught the grandkids, we don't say she's not real, because that's not true. She is real. But they now come in, whenever they come in, they pet her and they kiss her and they tell her, mm-hmm. Hi, Charlotte. She is real in our hearts.
And she has an underbite.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She shows her teeth.
She does.
Yeah, she looks mean, but she's very happy.
She's our kind of dog.
She is our kind of dog. I mean, we could leave on vacation. We don't have to pay anybody.
No boarding.
No, yeah.
So, let's talk about striving, right? Let's not and I want to be careful when I say striving, because that's kind of what I want this podcast to truly be about. And I'm not talking about this episode. I'm talking about this podcast in general. I want everybody to strive, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because if you're not striving, what have you done? Mm-hmm. It means you've probably given up.
Yeah.
And that's tragic. And you know what's just as tragic? When you're not striving and you've not given up, that means
you're complacent.
You're just going along, right? You're just going through the motions.
You're treading water.
So I want strive. I want everybody to strive. Not the kind that exhausts, but the kind that awakens is really what mm-hmm. this podcast absolutely is about. So striving in this life isn't about perfection. It's about fullness. It's about showing up to each moment with intention. And I suck at that most of the time. I do.
Right. Well, because, I mean, let's face it. I just admitted that I called somebody trash last night.
Okay.
Does
but
that
hold on.
Mean that I'm not?
I think you were trying to awaken them.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's not perfection, which we have said over and over again.
I'm not. But if we can find a place of love within us that we can strive out of, that love, strive with purpose. And rest helps us reset.
Yes.
So we can strive
yes.
well.
Yes, I was tired.
So strive with joy and not bitterness. There might be a little bitterness there, but anyway. And then strive with clarity. And not confusion.
Yes.
Colossians, right? Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Each of us is called to a kind of greatness. Not worldly greatness, but divine purpose. And every moment of pause, every moment of praise helps bring that purpose into focus.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, my beloved,
mm-hmm.
do you have one thing that sticks out as the most surprising spiritual insight from our sabbatical? Because I think you kind of mentioned
it already. Well, we had started out, and then we kind of stopped, but we started out doing a video recording of our highs and lows.
Yes, each day, right.
And then we stopped. I don't know why.
Hangovers are tough. No, I'm only kidding.
No.
We did not.
And then, but in the airport yesterday,
We
sat there because we had time, and then we talked about it again.
Right.
And I think it was the very simplest moments that I found the most inspiring, and it was the moment for me, and I don't even know where you were, but...
Not around.
No, you went to do something, and I was sitting in that lounge chair facing out. We had never ventured out there to sit.
Yeah. Beyond the pool, there was another patio, and it was
right
facing
the
gulf.
On the gulf, And I was sitting there just taking in the breeze, listening to the waves, or, you know, whatever it is I hear that sounds like waves.
Those were not jets. Those were helicopters. Those were whatever the Sea Stallion helicopters from the Naval Air Station there.
Just, you know, sitting there and just that's where I find God in the moment. That all of that is just... It just is.
You're right. It is.
I am.
It is.
It is.
He is.
The roosters, you know, they're
crowing.
All there. They're there. They're not worried about how they're going to eat, how they're going to be fed.
The iguanas were not worried about that either. Yep. It did not seem.
Nope. They were lounging on a lawn chair just the day before.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So That was my favorite moment, or just those moments of quiet, because we are early birds.
Yes, we are.
Not real birds, but we're early people, and that's the quietness of the island when nobody else is up. We just enjoyed those moments.
Absolutely. Watching the propane guy deliver, all the delivery guys hard at work.
Yeah, we're kind of talking, of course, you love that, because I would say, you know, this kind of all runs like an well-oiled machine. Everybody has their thing with it they're doing. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of interaction between the business, but they all
make it work.
Yeah, like, but anyways.
No, I love, and you're right, I love that stuff. And I let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this, and not in context of, look, we really didn't talk about the podcast at all for 5 days, which was.
I know, that's not true. Every time something would happen, I'm like, oh, that's a podcast idea. Oh, that's a podcast.
I know, but I'm saying other than, we didn't write it down. We didn't. So can you relate how you feel like, did stepping away renew your desire to serve, love, or to create? And we had a conversation. You had several moments during our sabbatical of creative thoughts.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
And we didn't write those down either.
Well, one of them I remembered because we had that conversation with my daughter.
Yes, yes.
I did say to you, it's not spiritually related, but I said to you, I think this morning, that I didn't realize, you know, we think about you taking time off work and how you get to rest from that. But I think I said to you this morning,
yes,
I forgot that I got to take rest
physically
because I wasn't cleaning. I wasn't cooking. I wasn't, you know, doing all the things that I normally do around the house.
And Abby had cleaned the walls and cleaned the
shower. She did
some
spring cleaning for me. She did windows. She did the blinds.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, I made a little list and asked her if she would do that, but.
Damn moms.
Yeah. That's how we roll. I might have given her a little money for that, but. And Cohen, you know,
we could have left it at Abby did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know if you knew that, so
I didn't, but okay.
Okay, well, I should have let you just, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Well, the weather was bad here. She needed something.
There you go, right.
But we appreciate her.
Right.
And anyways.
I'm glad she rearranged my drawers for me.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I'm just thinking about some creativity. And then was there a moment you realized you needed this more than you thought? And then you just admitted that it was this morning.
Oh, yeah.
This morning.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Well, I did all this in my mind. I was doing this all for you.
Yes. Yes.
And then it hit me that I needed this.
Yes.
I needed this. Yeah.
So you cooked breakfast this morning.
I made egg sandwiches. That wasn't very
hard. I love that. Nothing better than an egg with mustard and tomato.
Yeah.
I could eat that 3 times a day.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
You didn't really make it for me. You made it for ribeye. You just happened to throw an extra one on for me.
No. You got the very first one. Ribeye got the second one.
Well, that was his second breakfast.
Yeah, I had already made him French toast sticks. And he had a muffin. So really, his third breakfast.
He's growing too tall. Otherwise, I'd say he's kind of hobbitish. You know, the hobbits would always have second breakfast.
Oh, I love that kid.
No, there was, and you had a moment of clarity, or I was a little bit shocked. I didn't understand it. There's a couple things that happen in Key West that, you know, there is a pretty large gay, whatever the letters are, population there,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I'm not, and it doesn't, so... You don't bother me. I don't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to change me. I'm certainly not going to change you. I understand that.
Right.
I'm okay with that. but not that I'm okay with that. I'm you're whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing there, and I've always heard this and I knew it, but I didn't know it till you experienced it, is the amount of weed and pot being consumed openly.
Openly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't, and when I say openly, you don't really see it. I mean, there were a few people we passed that were smoking while we were walking. Because we were the few smokers. There weren't a lot of smokers, like, I mean, a right-handed cigarette, not a left-handed cigarette.
I don't even know what that means. I guess my Pollyanna showed a little bit.
Yes, hugely. You're like, what is it? Something smelled like a skunk.
Like, I said it what? Twice, and you didn't tell me the first time. So like, the siblings.
Do you understand what that is? No. What is that? Is it a skunk? No. I was a little taken away that you had not understood what that aroma or odor was.
No. And so the sibling group text, you had to share that. And boy, everybody just really thought that was fun.
Yes.
Anyways. But it emitted from several different storefronts.
Yeah, and there's repeatedly. A lot of them. They're selling the
Well, I think they're marijuana. Doing more than smelling it. I mean, selling it. Smelling it, selling it. There's a lingering. Whoa.
Well, and to that effect, I will tell you, I don't know if this has truly happened. We went to a place called, we went to Sloppy Joe's, obviously. That's one of the places you have to stop at. It's been around forever. Hemingway used to hang out there. It wasn't called Sloppy Joe's at that time.
Right.
But the same building, same bar.
And trust me, if you go there, it looks
It is
old.
Exactly the same building and the same bar, yes. And we sat there. And I had a Sloppy Joe. And I had a rum old-fashioned, not bourbon, mm-hmm. which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
And we sat next to some really sloppy women. They were annoying.
And I will also say one thing about every place we went, and I'm very guarded normally if I order a mixed drink, because you just are paying for a lot of nothing, mm-hmm. right?
You got your money's
That's
worth.
Not the case in Key West.
Yeah.
They are very generous pourers with their pours.
Yeah.
I think every place we went, now we didn't have a mixed drink at Irish Kevin's.
No, we
had, and we didn't we have a beer. Mixed drink at Hog's Breath.
Did no, we had a beer.
Yeah. But at Sloppy Joe's, I had that old fashioned made with rum. And then at the hotel bar, I mean, it's mm-hmm. called the Patron.
Yeah. They're so heavy handed that I could only have a drink at each of those places. In fact, I never finished mine at Sloppy Joe's because it was a slushy, and I got a brain freeze.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, they are. If you are concerned about getting mixed drinks, I will tell you, we did not find a place that was. They were generous with their pours, mm-hmm. very much so. And when we went to Irish Kevin's, and the thing about Irish Kevin's is this is pretty awesome. They start at like 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning with live music. You know, just somebody playing guitar and singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the stage every 4 hours. That each guy will play for 4 hours, and then another guy will come in, and they'll play for 4 hours. Till like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
They do it and those guys get up there, no breaks. They stand there and play and sing or sit for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next guy comes up and it was phenomenal. I mean, some of the talent there, I almost felt Nashville-esque. You remember when we were in Nashville and how we went from place to place and you're like, gosh, these people are great.
Right.
very talented, and why aren't they? You know, these guys are, this is all they'll ever do, right?
Right.
And how did the people that are making all the money, how did they, you know, what's the, I think these people might be more talented.
Right.
Anyway, I don't understand all that in the music business, and there's a certain amount of, if I dare say, luck, what have you. But it was all good.
Yep.
And it was, we laughed. We laughed a lot.
Yeah.
But we normally do.
Yep.
And thank you for the great sex.
Would you stop? Can anything just be private?
Just well, that could have been a joke, but now you let it out of the bag. So, this is what I wanted. Do you have any closing thoughts that you would like to share?
Well, my closing thoughts was going to be talking about our highs and lows and and what my highs were. So,
go ahead. Oh, we kind of talked about those.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
so.
Cool.
That's about it.
And again, shout out to Gabby.
Yeah.
Down in Key West. But I want to talk to you, the listeners, just. Maybe you can't get to Key West right now. Maybe you're in the middle of a storm, for all I know. But the divine is just as present in your backyard and your quiet hour before bed in your drive to work. So these are the things I want to implore you to do. Take a breath. Look up. Pause. Recognize. Praise. And then rise. Strive again with joy, with gentleness, with boldness. You were created for fullness, and that journey includes rest. It includes praise. It includes laughter. Stillness and striving. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for rest. Thank you for your sacred pause and soul deep breaths. Thank you for the beauty in stillness and strength in quiet. Remind us that we are not machines, but living vessels of your love, called to recognize you in every moment. Help us to strive not with fear, but with faith, not with weariness, but with wisdom. We praise you for the journey and the pauses along the way. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. If this episode blessed you, share with someone who needs a pause and a praise break. Until next time, keep crusading forward, boldly, gently, fully. And remember, the divine is always near, often just beyond the next breath. Crusade with me, and let's keep becoming who we were created to be.